We're not really sure if it's lost or the person left it there. That's really the question. Right. So we gave one example. Yeah. Right, you, or even if the person did leave it there, but it's not a particularly safe place. And therefore, even if you know that the way he got there was that he left it there, but maybe since he left it there, he forgot about it. For example, we said, let's say behind that garbage can over there, you find a $20 bill. Now, it probably didn't fall out of the guy's pocket there, but why would it be there? Because probably Friday afternoon, he walks into Shul for Shabbos, and he sees a $20 bill in his pocket. Right. So he empties it out. What am I supposed to do with it? He puts it in the corner. I'll come back once it's Shabbos or Sunday. Now it's Tuesday. If the guy would have remembered it, he wouldn't have waited till Tuesday to come get it. So probably forgot about it, right? But there's a specific place where he left it. But it's not a very guarded place, right?
Yeah.
So
maybe we'll pick it up.
You got to figure out the status of it. You should pick it up. Maybe don't pick it up because rather let the guy come back and find it himself. Or maybe if you let, you know, if someone else is going to find it, it's better by you. Hmm. So, you know, what should you do? We had another case. The Michael showed me a picture in Newland Gardens. So, like, on top of a fire hydrant or something, they found, like a tehillim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a sitter. Yeah.
Sitter, tehillim.
No name.
A particular sitter. Right. Hmm. So now, how did it get there? Is it because someone left it there on purpose to come back for it? Or is it because it was left on the floor and someone didn't want it to be on the floor, so they picked it up and just put it on an elevated place? But it's really an aveda completely. Okay? So there's a whole bunch of a couple different examples. Shmuel, you can bring a chair around here. Okay? There's a spot here. So there's a couple different examples of these types of halachas. Okay? So let's learn, first of all, the Mishnah and take out what we can. It's a little bit of an involved topic. So we got to get the details, and then all the cases will come alive. Baruch Hashem. So, Motza Achar Hagapa, Oyachar Hageder, Goizolus, Mekusharin, Oyu Beshvilin Shabbosot. It's a Mishnah on Chaf Hamad Beis. So the Mishnah says you found behind the fence, or behind some sort of a partition, you found tied up chickens. Or you found them in the field. Do not touch them. Leave them alone. Now, why should you not touch them? Says the Gemara. My time. I skipped the end of the Mishnah. My time. Why shouldn't you touch them? Because someone probably hid it there. And if you're going to take it, less lehu lemarayu simna begavayu. The owner has no simin. He has no identifying feature on that particular lost item for him to get it back. So therefore, since we're going to go with the assumption now, I'm going to make the following statement, which is probably a very fundamental statement regarding this whole mitzvah. Ultimately, the purpose of the mitzvah is to help the owner. The whole purpose of the mitzvah is to figure out a way that you are getting this item back closer to the owner. Yeah. If what you're doing is not helping the owner in any way, then just leave it alone. Okay? So therefore, if there's no simon, if there's no identifying feature, so how are you going to return it to the guy? You're going to pick it up, and now what? There's no way that the guy's going to convince you that he's the right owner. So therefore, one of my machers, I said, I found chickens. Oh, they're mine. Oh, really? Yeah, well, I'm making shav brachos tonight. I need like 10 chickens, so. I mean, in other words, how do you know it's his?
What about those semen? I tie them on this place. That will be
So makom is a semen. Yeah. But the Gemara's going to ask that question. What about makom? What, Josh, what are you saying?
Yeah, I'm saying.
Okay, so
you have to leave it there to have the makom as a siman. You can still pick it up and then still have the makom as a siman.
Oh, so the Gemara asks. The Gemara says, first of all, so hilkach l'shavkinu adasim arayu v'shakalu, leave it there until the owner comes and let the owner take it. Right. So it says Gemara, first of all, on my lavi kesher siman, maybe the way they're tied up. He tied it up in a very unique way, and maybe the packaging is a siman. So the Gemara says, no, amar abavo bar za'avda amar rav v'mekushar mechanafneim. They're tied in the standard way. This is how you tie chicken. I lost eggs. How? In a carton. Yeah, obviously. All eggs come in a carton. It's not a siman.
Yeah, right. Meaning if it was a kesher, the siman, you knew it should take it.
Oh, so the Gemara is obviously very, very clear that if there is a siman, you should pick it up. Now we'll have to see why.
It's in a guarded, semi-guarded area.
It's in a semi-guarded area. So we're going to get to that. But very important diuk from Isaac, that's the halacha. that if there is, obviously from the Gemara's question, this is why it's very important to learn the Gemara. Because if you just see the end of the Gemara, you don't realize the Gemara's question. The question tells us the halacha. Even just from this question, you see the halacha. The Gemara asked a question. Why do you leave it there? Why does the Mishnah say to leave it there? Maybe there's a simin. And if there would be a simin, obviously from the Gemara's question, you see that if there would be a simin, which means an identifying feature, you should pick it up. Because you can now get a, now you can announce it. I lost this, and the owner will be able to give you the identifying feature, and you could return it. So from the Gemara's question, you see, that's why it's very important to learn the Shaka V'Tari. You can't just learn the Mishnah. Oh, I know the Halacha. No, but you see more from the Gemara's question than from the Mishnah itself. Right. This is the Havamin, right? So there was a guy in Yeshiva that was like, you know, okay guy, but so at night seder, so he was listening to the Yankees and the radio. So the Yeshiva said, you know, why listen? Well, what's the? He said, you're, you know, I like the Yankees, whatever. So he says, so the Yeshiva says, okay, listen, every 162 games a year, I mean, every single game, so just wait till the playoffs, wait till the World Series. So he says, Rebbe, you ever learn the Maskana Gemara without the Havamina?
I don't think it was
wow.
So, you know, you got to learn the process also. So anyway, so he says, so the Gemara asked, V'amayla, have a kesher simen. So let the kesher be a simen. Let the kesher be a simen. So the Gemara says it's tied in the standard way. Then the Gemara asks your question, V'lehevi makom simen. What about the place that they left it? If it's in a, it's in a place which is behind a fence. They usually don't get there by themselves. So therefore, it obviously was left there. Since it was left there, so just leave it. So you should pick it up. You should pick it up because you can announce something and the guy will say, oh, I left it over there. And then you can match it up. So he has an identifying feature.
And it's safe.
In other words,
because the foxes may eat it, so you can...
Now, why is your rishos better for the owner than just leaving it there? If the makom is a simin, so then how are you helping the owner by taking it? So Tosis says, and this is the, if you look in the chart, this is the right-hand column of the chart, that there are three possible scenarios where, I wrote it in Hebrew, but maybe someone will help me and translate it into English, okay? But there are three possible places where you could possibly find the item. Okay, it's a makom she'eno. The first category is a makom she'eno mishtamer klal. It means it's a place which is
insecure,
wide open, middle of the
completely.
Street. Yeah. So something which is insecure completely. Yeah. Yeah. There's obviously no reason to ever leave it there.
Yeah.
There's no reason to ever leave it there because even if the owner left it there, at this point he must have left it there. Well, for example, let's say you find a bag of sodas sitting in the middle of the street from a Walmart bag. How'd they get there? Obviously what happened was the person emptied it out of their car, was planning just leave it, you know, dropping off for a second, you know, and then coming right back, and then all of a sudden, you know, they go into their house for a second and they're going to come back out and get the groceries, and then they forgot about it, they left it out on the street, and it's 2 hours later. In the meanwhile, you know, those things aren't going to stay around there much longer. So if it's ain't a mishtamer klal, if it's in a wide open place, then it has the halacha of a regular aveda, regardless of whether the person left it there. Even if it's a vada hinuach, for sure the person left it there. But it doesn't matter, it's not mishtamer at all. So therefore, if it has a simon, then it has the regular din of a lost object. If it has a simon, pick it up and announce it. If it has no simon, then you could keep it.
So this 12 pack of sodas, if it's in front of your house, but it's in public, is that called a simon?
Is the makom a simen? I mean, it has to be
it's
a normal.
It's not mishtamer, but
it's definitely not. 12 pack of soda on the floor, sitting straight, definitely not
there.
Field.
Right. Exactly. So you place it there, just like this
that's
case.
What I'm saying. So if the makom is a simen, then pick it up and announce it.
Is the front of your house called a simen?
Oh, probably front of house, and you know whose it is. Then you know whose it is. Just give it to them.
But
if it's not mamish in front of anyone's house, but it's in a, basically a, it's on a corner. So obviously what happened was the person left it there for a minute. He planned on coming back right away. He got caught up with something else. And then he left.
Right.
And it's been there for a little bit. So he obviously not planning on getting it. So therefore, if the makom is a simen, or if there is a simen, then you should pick up and announce it. If there's no simen, it's yours. Fine. Then Tosfos says the other extreme is a makom shemishtamer legamri. So if it's totally mishtamer, it's totally safe, just leave it. What are you getting involved? You're not helping the owner.
Ain't
ze nechshav aveda klal. It's not called an aveda because the owner is going to come back for it. He's eventually going to remember about it, and he's going to go search there. So therefore, you're not helping the owner by picking it up if it's mishtamer legamri. So Tosfos says we're talking about everywhere in between, which is not a completely safe area, but it's not out in Hefker either. So like I said, you found it over there behind the garbage. I mean, any guy that comes in can bump into that. Or you find it on top of the fire hydrant in New England Gardens. It's not out on the street, but it's also not safe. Right? So therefore, a place which is... What?
That's considered
it's in a closed area somewhat. It's in a closed chutzah. It's not out in the street. So something which is mishtamer a little bit. It's a little bit, secluded, semi-secluded. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. Comes out from the Gemara that if you find something that, even if it was left in that semi-secluded place, it's safer for you to take it if there's a simen than if you would just leave it there. And the logic behind that is because if there's a simen, then
he's going to come back and look for
it. If there's a simen, then and also remember, there's even in that middle category, makom shemishtamer ve'en mishtamer, this middle category of the right column, there's still two possibilities. There's two cases. One is a case of a vadai hinuach, he for sure left it there. And then there's a case of a safek hinuach, you don't really know what happened. You don't really know what happened, okay? Now, so let's figure it out. So the Gemara asked over here that if the guy left it there and the makom is a simen, then you should pick it up and announce it because the guy will tell you, yeah, I left it there. So let's say right there, you found the $20 bill behind the garbage. So the makom is a good simen because the guy will tell you, I left it in the corner there behind the garbage. You'll give it back to him. So therefore, the halacha would be that if it's a mishtamer v'ein mishtamer, it's a semi-secluded place, even though it's a vada hinuach, the guy for sure left it there. According to the Rosh, the halacha and Tosfos, the halacha is you should pick it up, because that's what the Gemara says. If there's a simen, you should pick it up. If there's a simen, you should pick it up. Why? Let's make the cheshbon. Is it better for the owner for you to pick it up or not?
For sure.
What? Why? Because if the guy, even though it's a vada hinuach, but there's a possibility it's Tuesday already. It means the guy, in the meanwhile, forgot about it. Now, on Wednesday, when he remembers, of course, the first thing he's going to do is run and check out that area. But between now and then, someone could take it. But if he runs to the area and sees, it's not there, but right on top of it, there's a little sign and says, if you lost money,
call.
So he'll see the sign.
It's not a simon anymore if you put a sign.
Well, you can't put it right there, but you put it on the door.
No, because wouldn't the amount be a simon at that? If you put it there... It would take $20.
Okay, maybe. But basically, you need the makom to be a simen. So good, don't put it right on top of there, but put it on the door. So if the guy would come in, he'll see it. So therefore, even though it's not for sure that he'll see it, but it's more likely that he'll see your sign, right, than call you, then that the money will remain there until he comes back for it. Or even if it's the same likelihood, but there's also another possibility that he totally forgot about it and he won't remember until he sees your sign.
How about the possibility for there 5 minutes ago and he's coming back in 5 minutes to get it and I was going to take him an hour to get the money from you?
Okay, there's a possibility like that too.
I don't think that's not an issue because at least he's getting it back. Now you'd be a little bit more inconvenient.
So this is the machlokes. If you look in the column, Vada Hinuach, this is the machlokes between the Rosh and the Ran. This issue is a machlok between the Rosh and the Ran. The Rosh holds that there's another that there is another possibility. There's a possibility that even though the guy left it there, in the meanwhile he forgot about it. And therefore, on that possibility that in the meanwhile he forgot about it, you should pick it up and return it to him and announce it. The Ran holds you don't care about that possibility. The bottom line is ein zu aveda. If the guy, something that's left by someone specifically, even if there's a simen, avada hinuach is not called an aveda. Aveda means a lost item. Something that was placed somewhere is not lost.
But you also have,
because of your logic, because eventually the guy will come back for it.
But you have a chiyuv to prevent loss. So anyone who's walking back to this place, Ron holds, the
Ron is not so convinced that everyone's going to open up Alan Sackwitz's emails to see, you know, all the announced lost objects.
Have you ever leave your car unlocked? You run into the store, I'm going to put a padlock in your car and say, they call me, I locked.
Everyone agrees, by the way, that if it's a certain amount of, if it's within the amount of time that the person himself knows he's coming back for it, even the Rush agrees. In other words,
how do you know that?
Because I walk by your house and your kids every night leave their bikes in front of your house. So it's mishtamer vein and mishtamer, you know. Let's say it's mishtamer vein and mishtamer, but there's a simon. So now, my kids every night they leave their bikes in front of the house, right? So now, an adult bike is in mishtamer klal. That's for sure, because the guy can just ride off with it. But a kid's bike is mishtamer vein and mishtamer. So now, does that mean every night I pass by your house? Every night I have to take your bike, bring it home, call you up. I have your bike and return it to you the next day. Of course not, because that amount of time between you yourself put it there, and you're willing to take that risk. So I don't need to be smarter than you. The question we're not talking about during the amount of time that we know that you know it's there. We're talking about the rush says. We're specifically talking about the possibility that you had forgotten about it in the meanwhile. So that's why I gave the example. You put money there on Friday. I see money there on Sunday. Now, if I see money there on Sunday, then you're right. Yeah. Probably what happened is Friday afternoon, you came into shul. You dropped off a 20 because you saw it in your pocket in the corner. You stuffed it behind the corner of the garbage. And you figured you'd come back Sunday and get it. But now it's Tuesday. If you did that Friday, you're not coming back Tuesday for it. You would have come back Sunday. So obviously, between Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you forgot about it. So now...
Or the possibility that Monday night after tomorrow, you walk out, he's from a shalach out there, he brings $20, so you can tell the guy he doesn't have any money, he's going to come back. There's a million different reasons why. You put down the money. You have a chashben of why
The rush holds that the fact is that if you can assume that it's been left there, you're allowed to pick it up for the benefit of the owner. The Ran, because it's in a mishtamer over there, it's not some mishtamer. The Ran holds that the likelihood that the owner will get it back through the announcement and through that whole process
is
just as likely as finding it there on Wednesday. So mainly you're not helping the owner at all.
But you're being a shulman?
The Ron holds it.
There's a brisk tomorrow morning, and the waiters are going to be coming in and out.
Right.
So the Ron has very little confidence in the whole Achraza process.
Right. The Ron holds. You're basically not helping anything. The Ron holds that all you did was move it from one place, which is semi secluded, to a different place, which is semi secluded. In other words, vis-a-vis the likelihood of him getting it back.
So therefore you didn't
gain anything.
You accidentally take a guy's jacket from the shul. You put up a sign, and 30 days later, still no one contacts you. It happens all the time.
It's not super likely.
He's saying that it's not super likely that the guy's going to get it back through the announcement process, and it's not super likely he's going to find it there on Thursday either. But you're not helping him. But the rush holds that no, you are mechuyev because it's an aveda, has a shame aveda to it, and it's called lost now because of the possibility that he forgot about it, and therefore. Even the rush only said this and something that has a simen. Now the mokum could be a simen, but if there's no simen, then obviously you're not helping the owner because how are you going to give it back to him? Okay, but if there's a simen,
it's hefker.
Right. Well, right? It's not hefker because it could be that he's still planning on getting it back.
But if you,
I'll give you an example. Now the question is. That's if it's a vada hinuach. Right now, what if it's then the Gemara says, okay, what about a safek hinuach? Safek hinuach means I don't really know that he left it there.
So could have fallen.
What?
That means it could have fallen.
It's possible to fall.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly, if it fell, then that's the Gemara's maskana here. So the Gemara says, what about the chickens? Why don't you pick it up and why don't you pick it up because there's a simon. Because there's a makom, you know, there's a place that maybe he left it there. So says the Gemara, b'medadadin. They can hop around.
Yeah. So if they're loose.
So the Gemara ends up saying, before the two dots, the last couple lines, it says Amarab Abba Bar Zavda, Amarav, Kol Safik Hinuach, Lechatchila Lo Yitol. Vimnato Lo Yavsev. If it's a Safik Hinuach, don't take it. If there's no simen. Safik Hinuach, don't take it. Because Safik Hinuach means there's two possibilities. Maybe he lost it. So if he lost it, then the Makom can't be a Siman, because I don't know where I lost it. The definition of losing something is you don't know where it is. So obviously the makom is not a simen. If I know where it is, it's not lost. So safek hinuach. I don't know if the guy left it there or it fell out. So don't take it, because then you're really not helping the owner. Because on the tzad that he left it there, he can come back for it. But on the tzad that that you pick it up, you can't give it to him. Yeah, but I can't. No,
what about preventing loss from someone else?
If he left it there, then there's a simon. If he didn't, then we're not helping by leaving there anyway. It doesn't make a difference. It's after. There's no simon in Zaveda. If it was Hinduach, he has a simon. If he doesn't have a simon, it means it wasn't Hinduach, it wasn't a Veda, and then you could keep it because he lost something with a simon to the Tish.
So what should I do with it?
Keep it.
Pick it up.
Why?
Because it's an Veda with no simon.
Right, but there's a possibility that it's Hinduach.
Then there's a simon.
So
that's why
the possibility of Hinuach,
you
just leave it.
I could put it should be no worse to pick it up and announce you found it, and somebody if somebody comes with a simon, great. If no one comes with a simon, you hold on to it forever.
Actually,
what's the worst case scenario? Because somebody dropped it and forgot and
no. So you're right. If there's a simon of makom. If there's a simon of makom, then you should pick it up. So I agree. But if there's no simon, because there could be something that's not a simon of makom.
So you're saying medadin
is makom is not a simon, but there's other cases that makom is not a simon. Let's say that's the normal place. I announced that I found an umbrella. Oh, where? In the coat room. Obviously, it's not a simon, because obviously, most people, if I want to take a chance of getting that umbrella from you, I lost the bike. Where? On the bike rack. So the makom is not a simon on that, because that's a normal place that you leave something of that nature. Right? So makom is not necessarily a simon.
Where does the cheshbon of preventing a loss to that owner? Okay, maybe he put it there on purpose, or maybe he didn't, but since there is a gap in time when someone could pass by and take it...
Yeah, but, if I pick it up, I can't return it to him. I'm not gaining anything.
For him.
I can't return it to him because there's no simon. Now the question is then what happens? Then the question is, right? So let's take this case. The case of that $20 bill, that's a vada hinuach, and makom is a simon. So that you should pick up. But the case of the fire hydrant in Newland Gardens, that's a suffix. Because I don't know how it got there. I don't know if the guy left it there.
Or someone else picked it up.
Or it was on the floor and someone put it there. And there's no other simon. So I'm not really gaining much by picking it up. I'm not getting that item closer to the owner in any way. Because there's one possibility that the owner will come back for it over there, and there's one possibility, but if I announce it, a sitter, I can't give it back to them. So I'm not helping the owner by taking that.
Would pages be folded in a sitter be called a simon?
Not really, unless it's a very specific way.
I got the marker in a particular
maybe
paper.
For you it's not specific.
I found that the paper I have a marker to,
unless it's very specific, what?
Yeah.
Or a money folder.
Here's the specific.
A specific page is folded.
Like a football.
Page 32 of the sitter is folded.
Fine, but I'm saying just wear and tear is not
maybe,
a simon.
Maybe
not a simon.
Fold that in particular.
Wear and tear.
Got a marker in
also, maybe it's very specific. Maybe a very specific type of sitter, like from Eretz Yisrael, leather bound. I don't know. Something specific, but just the regular art scroll, whatever. That's not a simon. Now, so therefore, I would say in that case you should not take it. Now, by the way, there's another very interesting machlokas between the Rush and the Ran.
So what about the stand of chashas and might get ruined? Leaving where it is.
Exposed
okay,
to
but between the so what? But and that doesn't make it. Are you saying al tzatzal of kisrei kodesh?
Yeah,
it's going to rain.
Separate halacha.
Wind.
We're talking about that. But so wrap it up in plastic. I don't know.
It was
now there's another question. What happens if I pick it up? No, I did pick it up.
Let's say you're picking up just to see if there's a simon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
I picked something almanas not to
right.
Be shown
so
right.
Really, the truth is a very interesting thing. The rush holds that once you pick it up,
to return it
you're not allowed to put it back on the fire hydrant.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Why?
Even because, with this kavana?
Yeah, because listen, this, the Ran holds you are. The Ran holds you can put it back, the Rosh holds you can't. And this is Lashitasam. I'm going to make a little lumdis over here. You have to follow this cheshbon. Okay? The Ran, remember we said that the Ran holds, like Avram Eliezer, that the Ran holds that by Vada he knew of something which was left somewhere, you don't consider the possibility that maybe the owner forgot about it and didn't come back. Mm-hmm. It's not considered a lost item. Yeah. It's not lost. So according to the Ran, you're not responsible to return this item to the owner on either possibility. On the tzad that he lost it, there's no simin, so it's yours. And on the tzad that he left it there, he's coming back for it. So therefore, you're allowed to put it back. You're not a shomer aveda, according to the Ran, on either side, right? You're just not allowed to take it because maybe he's coming back for it. But according to the Rosh holds it just three possibilities. One possibility is he dropped it. Okay, so then it's yours. But there's a possibility he left it. On the possibility he left it, there's two possibilities. One is that he's coming back, and one is he forgot about it. So on the side that he forgot about it, it's an aveda. So you're a shomer aveda. So once you're a shomer aveda, means you're responsible for this item.
You can't put it
on behalf of the owner. You can't put it back in a semi guarded place. You're not responsible for it.
So even though
your shmira, because you're responsible on this item on behalf of the owner, you're not allowed to put it back in place, which is not completely secluded.
That's only 20% of the possibilities, though. That was one slice of that pie.
So that's why the rest of the pie tells me you don't have to pick it up.
I was gonna say it's a sphinx fake.
No, the sex fake is I don't have to take it. But now I have a sex fake not to put it back there.
Sex fake if I'm a shomer.
But the tzad shmir won't allow me to put it there. Well, it's a chiv moment here. It's a sex fake on the moment. Yeah, I have a chiv that I'm not. I have a possible chiv that I'm not allowed to just dissolve by putting it in a place which is not secluded.
So even though there was a possibility of 20% of that, it actually could be protecting someone's property. That is not enough to get you mechayev to pick it up. You're allowed to turn away from it.
Right.
But when you pick it up,
now you're a shomer.
Now that 20% comes 100%.
No, but now that 20% becomes the one that you're responsible for. So now it's your chiv shmir. You're not allowed to put it back. That's the footnote here.
When did you get your chiv shmir? Let's say I'm looking at it to see if there's a simon on the one side or the other.
Mistama, if you picked it up, not al das to do anything with it. Mistama, then you
just want to see if there's a simon. Then I call my rabbi and ask a shaila.
I would say then you're allowed to put it back because then you're mamash not a shomer. Now everyone agrees. Even the Ran, by the way, would agree that if you picked it up and went home, then you're like, what's that? Let me look at my chart. Oh God, why did I pick that up? Let me go put it back.
Too late.
Now it's too late because once you went home, it could be in the meanwhile the owner went. He tried to find it. He couldn't find it. And now he is not there. Now he gave up. So now you're finished. According to everybody. Okay. So that's the sort of this Gemara. Okay, so basically, that's if you're in a nutshell, these halachas. Let's read it quickly in the Shulchan Aruch, which is in this pack in this packet. You have some more packets of the thick ones. Yeah,
the big one.
Reish Samech, which it's a little like hard print to read, but
281.
It's on the bottom on the Ramah. It's 281. Mm-hmm. On these pages, 281. Yeah. Okay. So it's small letters.
Yes.
It's small letters. It's the Ramah. Kol Elu Dibrei Rambam, where the Rashi letters start. Avayesh, I can't even read it. Avayesh Cholkin B'Chol Zeh. V'svir aluhu. You see where the really small letters are? V'svir aluhu. Yeah.
Yes.
It's pretty hard to read.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe you share with me on this one.
One where you could read it.
You share with me on this one. Okay.
Okay.
Here. Now you could read it. Nice. Avayesh chol. This is Rashi letters. So, avayesh cholkim b'chol zeh. This is the Ramah talking. There are three categories, which are the three categories that we have here on the chart. 1, 2, 3. If it's in a very secluded area, kagon talis or kardoim, it's a shovel. Bitzad geder. Now, a guy leaves a shovel next to the fence. What do you think happened? The workers
stop working,
and they leave their material, come back in the morning, and it's a secluded area. It's inside someone's backyard. Who suffik im hinichu bailim sham? Even if it's a suffik, Loy yigaben, don't touch it. Bein yesh besimen, bein ein besimen, don't take it. Because it's a secure place. Avar v'notle, if you did. So that's what we have here. Makom mishtamer lagamri, the last line. Lo yito ve'ein zanachshav aveda klal. It's not called an aveda.
So even though at this point, though, you have a thing where another guy could come in and take that. Those things.
No, it's secluded. Why would you assume that someone's going to do that? If you did take it, so then im yesh bo simin. If there's a simin, you should announce it. If there's no simin, you're really in a bad position now, because now you basically stole it from the owner. And now you can't even give it back to him because he has no simin. So yeah, munach at shiav elio, and basically you're stuck with the item and nothing you can do about it. If you did not go home yet, you just made a mistake. You picked it up, you just put it back down and leave. Yazov yanechena amakoymer. Uvimakom she'ena mishtamer klal. If it's, that's the first line. It's ena mishtamer klal. It's in a wide open, unsecluded area. Then afilu vada hinuach ve'ein boi simen loy b'chevetz loy b'makom avishal moitzay. For example, now we're talking about Rav Yisrael, when it's mostly Jews. So you're at the Sima Shas, you're in the middle of MetLife Stadium, and you find right outside, you find something left there. You find the guy's Mishnayis on the water fountain right outside the bathroom because he didn't want to bring it into the bathroom. So it's Vada Hinuach, but there's no Simen. It's in a completely unsecluded place, right?
That's not Mishtamer.
So you're in an airport. I don't know. He says afilu vada hinuach ein by simin loy b'chev it's loy b'makom mahavishal moitz. So let's just try. You find it on the street corner over here. V'miyesh by simin noita lumachris. If there's a simin, it's an aveda. If not. That's what Ray said here. It's like a regular aveda. If there's a simin, you have to announce it. If there's no simin, but you should definitely take it because it's in an unsecluded place. Now, v'makom shemishtamer vein k'tzas, if it's in the middle, could go in shvilin shebesadais, path or something. Afilu safik hinuach. If it's a safik hinuach, yesh by simin, then you should take it. Noitelu machris v'im ein by simin.
If
there's no simin, loy begufay v'loy b'makom. There's no simin either on the item, or there's no identifying feature on the item. And there's also the place where he left it is not really identifiable as a simin. Lo yitlenu.
No, leave it.
Yeah, it's a suffix. There's no simin.
You're not helping him.
There's no simin.
So if the place is in a public place, and there's nothing recognizable about it,
then you should take it. It's yours.
But
if it's a semi-secluded place, then let the guy have a chance to come get it.
So a semi-secluded place is called no simin b'makom?
If there's no simin in the makom. It's not specific enough to be considered a simin in the makom. Or let's say like the chickens that run around.
So again, you have to pick it up if there's a simin? The guy's coming back in 2 minutes.
No, that's what I'm trying to say.
So we're only talking
about Vadeinuach past the Zman. You come out here, there's a bike. There's a bike on the bike rack.
And there's a Shmashnayas by the bathroom.
Right, could be that the guy's still coming out for it. Right. But let's say you're out here, there's a bike outside. It's not locked and it's on the bike rack. Mm-hmm. Okay? So now, if it's between 4 and 9, so probably the kid that rode it is still inside, he's coming out and going to ride home. But if it's midnight and there's no kids inside, then obviously what happens? The kid rode his bike here. And then he got picked up and he got to ride home. He forgot that he rode his bike here. I'm saying that because it happens to my kid every night. So now every other night, either his scooter or his bike here. So
what would you rather? You'd rather his scooter be gone in the morning with the sign, go to my house and pick it up? Or you can come back the next morning, it's going to be there. I'd much rather take the risk that somebody's going to steal it and leave it there.
Why?
Because I do this every third night this happens. Don't do me any favors. I drop him off at the cold the next morning, tell him to take his scooter home, and now he calls me. He says, my scooter's not there, but there's a sign up on the Baltimore saying that it's on 169.
Right, but now it's for sure safe. The other way, anyone could just take it.
It's such a hard balance.
It's a vada inuach, but there is a simin, so you may as well take it. It's 100% going to be safer if the guy's going to take it than leave it now. No, I was just thinking maybe the guy should bring it inside and when he locks the door. And put up a sign, it's inside. But I don't know if you could do that either because
call like a bike inside here.
Right.
Or because as soon as you get
I'm not sure. Right. Now, unless you say,
are you allowed to make someone else's place? Are you allowed to make someone else's place a shomer? Meaning, like, oh, right, protect this
someone else. Unless you say that it's mishtamer, it's basically mishtamer there because no one's taking it.
Anytime it comes to security, there's a balance between convenience and security. That everyone has their own cheshbon of, you know, do I leave my door unlocked so my kids can
so
get in?
So where in the pasuk does it say about convenience?
Right.
Or do you have to guard your friend's object?
No, but how
so
do
I'm
you
telling
know
you, guy, I'm telling you that this is a case of vada hinuach. It was for sure left there.
Right.
But there is a simon, and now it's in mishtamer vein mishtamer. It's not safe at night, and the guy didn't come back for it. So now, if this happens every night, and that's the guy's system, then he had das to leave it there overnight. But here he didn't have das to leave it there overnight. If you would ask the kid, he said, no, I wouldn't leave it there overnight. Because that's normal.
You have to know that.
So how confident?
So I'm saying this case is the machlokes, the Rosh and the Ran. This is the machlokes Rosh and the Rabbi Kiveger here brings the Ran, but the Ramah brings the Rosh. So the Ramah says to pick it up. He says because the Rosh is afilu safik hinuach. It's a suffix. I don't know. It's a doubtful doubt. I don't know if you left, but even if you left it there for sure, mm-hmm. That's the halacha according to him. Now, by the way,
there, the time or
it has to be vade past the time.
And so it could be that he left it here.
Okay, so if it's a possibility that it's still, he's coming back for it, bevada, right, then it's different. Now, the other thing is that the poskim says something very important. Let's say it's a vade hinuach, or you know, it's a suffix hinuach. But the item that he left behind is so insignificant that it's unlikely that they'll go through the bother of calling up for it.
Mm. Like a pen.
A clip, a bow, a pen. So therefore, again, you have to take into account that the likelihood...
Sock.
Yeah, that was an example in the safer.
Really?
Huh? Yeah, I'm like, who loses socks?
Socks. Kids uh-huh. Lose socks.
So
kids
if,
lose socks.
Okay. What? Right. So if that I saw in a safer. I saw in a safer that it, since the point over here is to try to help the owner, if there's a possibility that they'll get it back by retracing their step, you know, finding it. Not if there's a suffix hinuach I'm talking, it could be you left it there, but now you want to help them, but they're not going to bother calling you for it. It's not kedai the time and the effort. But if it's there, they'll take it, then you're allowed to leave it there. Because then you're not helping the owner at all.
But can we take a raya from Yaakov Avinu that he went back for the Pach Shemen so he
no.
Can steal things?
No, because that's all Yaakov Avinu.
That someone is going to steal one sock also. So it's safe outside. Well, who's going to steal one sock?
No, because now you have to guard your friend from loss. That it's going to rain on it and now
but it's going
to
be more inconvenient for
well, it depends. If it's completely lost and you can't use this cheshbon, it's only because it's a place that maybe he left it there.
Uh-huh.
So he left it there so that he can go back for it. If it's just in the middle of the street, you can't necessarily make that cheshbon.
So could it be that when a child takes off their sock, if they're at someone else's house and they took off their sock on purpose because they just want to be more comfortable, now you have to worry about, you have to mechalk between your socks and your kid's friend's socks, and because you might be using someone else's sock, that you have to get back to them?
If it's your kid's, if it's someone else's sock, you got to back it to them. I'm talking about in the shul. You find something over there on the sink, a bow. All right, so you taking it now and announcing the bow, the kids, no one's ever going to call you for it. But the parent may come back to the shul and get the bow. So then you're allowed to leave it there. So you're allowed, that much you are allowed to take into account. That if by you picking it up and announcing it, it's totally unlikely that the guy's ever going to bother calling, then you can actually leave it there. So let's say it's not a 20, it's a single. No one's going to bother trying to call for a dollar bill. But he may come back and look for it. Why not? It's a dollar bill. I'm going to come back and look for it.
A bow on the sink. Let's say, there is an example, the bow on the sink.
It's a suffix hinuach.
The kid didn't put it on the sink, so some parent picked up a floor and put it on the sink.
Either that or the parent put it on the sink. It's a suffix hinuach.
Next week for a shul, and they'll see the bow there, and they'll take it. Not going to look at the Baltimore for a sign, but if they see it, they'll take
right.
It.
Right. There's such a cheshbon like that.
There's been a glasses case that's happening here. There's about six pairs of glasses in the English section.
Right. Someone,
seriously.
Okay, fine. Yeah. So we'll pick it up next week. Mr. Shem. If, Shkach.
Okay, so this chart is handy.
I think.